Welcome back to Smoke Break with your host, Ari. It's Wednesday morning here on Cape Cod, and there was an awful, annoying storm yesterday, so I'm super jealous of all the people that live in warm areas right now. So I want to apologize again after having no content yesterday. I have been really stressed out about work, and I got so many call-ins to the question of the day yesterday, which I've been super happy about, and I just want to, like, give some effort for them. I can't really answer, like, all of the call-ins because a lot of them had very similar answers, so it would just be like me repetitively saying the same thing, agreeing with all of them. But they were all really great answers, and I want to play them. But before that, here's a nice call-in I got in response to my lack of a show yesterday.
Ari, that was a bold move, and I really respect the fact that you're choosing to put quality over quantity. Oh, by the way, this is Michael Breen from the Michael Breen Show. Just contacting you again to introduce myself, let you know that my station is all about putting meaning back in music. So in that sense, it is about quality more than anything else, because I think music nowadays has gotten so cheap just because of how oversaturated it is, and then we end up just kind of moving it through our minds, like, in one ear out the other. And so on our show, we talk about the stories that inspired songs, what birthed them, so, you know, provide a little context, and then we get into the content, what's the meat, what's the meaning, and then after we've covered the content and the context, we get into the text and talk about the lyrics a little bit. Would love for you to swing by and check it out, and hope to establish some sort of connection with your station.
Thank you so much, Michael, for the support. Whenever I'm feeling down about stuff and I get a call in supporting my hobby, it really brings up my mood. Like, I truly love Anchor. Today's question of the day is, what is your worst habit? Just a reminder that this is a judge-free station, so feel free to say whatever you want. And now it's time for the call-ins to the last question of the day, which was, what is your favorite part of Anchor? Why? What is your station about? Pretty much just talk about Anchor in general. And I just want to say a quick thank you to all of the people that called in. They're all so great, and I was trying to find a way to really respond to all of these because they're all so similar of an answer, and I feel the same way about all of the responses, so I decided that it would be best to just let the call-ins speak for themselves so I don't sound dumb saying the same response over and over, and I really agree with all of these call-ins, and I think that it just makes its own conversation playing them all, so here we go.
Yo, Ari, what's happening? It's Mr. Campbell from Cyber Shots. Hey, love the station, by the way. Check this out. I basically like hearing people's voice, and I like people hearing my voice, so they can hear the sarcasm. You know what I mean? Like, some serious sarcasm. I don't care about how many punctuations or parentheses or whatever. You know, when you're writing it down, it's not the same, you know? When you got that real live sarcasm, it's like, yes, you really understand me now. But yeah, I just like the fact that you can hear people and you can talk to people as well. All right, peace, love, and light.
Hey, what's going on, Smoke Breakers? I don't know if that's what you call your listeners. I'm new to this. My name is Amber Smiles Jones, and I am a content creator on YouTube and new to Anchor, and I am loving it. And one of the things I love a lot about Anchor is that I can do an episode anywhere. I love that. I love that. I don't have to worry about makeup or getting dressed or getting the lights ready or things like that. It's super easy. It's fun. You can edit everything through the app. I'm still learning how to do transitions and sounds and music and all that stuff, but it's great. So I just really like your show. It's really dope. Hope you can check out my YouTube channel or my Anchor. Both of them are called Professionally Silly, and I look forward to your next episode. Thanks for having me. You guys have a good one. Los Angeles out.
Hey, Smoke Break. I'm new to Anchor, and I can't say that I've found any favorites or anything favorite about it yet, but all I can say is that it's pretty cool. I can choose the music that I want to put on it. I haven't recorded much. I would have to say this is one of my first recordings, but so far, I plan to use it for more recordings when I get a new mic in. But in the meantime, I haven't had Anchor for more than a week. It's only been a couple of days, but so far so cool, and hope to meet some other anchors out there. Take care, Ari.
Yo, what's going on, girl? This is Maddie Pace coming at you live from the Maddie Mo Show. All I want to say is thank you very much for favoring the station. As to answer your question, I love Anchor for the simple fact that it's such a beautiful platform and everyone seems to love everyone. The content is always something different and you can't get all these mesh of personalities and good vibes anywhere else, and that's a fact. And that's what I do, and that's why I do it, is to try to promote funny and motivational content all day, every day, on real topics that'll help in life. You know what I'm saying? So this is Maddie Pace once again. Thank you for favoring the station. I look forward to listening to more of yours. One love. Have a great day.
This is E for Energy of After Tech, and my favorite thing about Anchor is the connection amongst all the Anchor people. I think it's a great social experiment on ultimately what the general population or most people are trying to do in life. They're trying to connect, they're trying to find similarities and discuss differences to find some type of similarity or new perspective on life. So that kind of creates a space where we're all trying to be, yeah, I'm trying to go on that Zen level type thinking, but we're all trying to become one, essentially. Like, I think a lot of people, we have our differences, but we focus more so on the similarities. That's why you find people in groups and families. Like, there's a common interest, there's a common goal. But that's what I like about it. I like the social aspect of it and the possibility of turning into a marketable brand and ability. Peace.
Hi, my name is Pride, and my station's name is Pride Time. I'm calling to answer. Then my favorite thing about Anchor is that you don't have to censor yourself. You can actually just like be free with what you're saying. Also, I love your station. You are amazing. I swear. But yeah, being free and like getting to say what you want to say, and being able to like talk about stuff that people don't really ever need want to talk about, but need to talk about. So yeah, that's that. I don't know what else to say. I'm kind of awkward, but yeah, this is my first call-in, so hey. All right, I'm done, I guess. Bye!
Yo, what's going on? All right, I was just calling in to answer your question on the channel about what is Anchor for you, or what's your channel involving or whatever. But for me right now, kind of to piggyback back off of the conversation earlier that you called in about with when I was talking about being grateful. But right now for me, it's kind of like, I guess like in a way, finding a new voice or finding a new outlet or just finding another way to express myself, like outside of music or outside of, you know, acting or anything like that. So it's been really interesting just these past few days, just finding a completely different outlet. And yeah, and you're right. These call-in things are not long enough because I'm already out of time. But yeah, that's what it is for me.
Hey, Ari, it's Patrick from We Live on a Planet. How are you doing? I caught your segment about what is Anchor to you, or what do you like about Anchor? And there's so many things I like about it. I found it back in October, and I've been pushing this red button ever since. It's addicting. It's fun. I like the positive vibes that I get from it. I like to be able to push that creativeness out, get those thoughts that are jumbling around in your brain out and onto the airwaves. I like listening to other stations and hearing what everybody's talking about. I like hearing the different music that people like. And just that feeling of the world doesn't seem so big, because I'm talking to people from all over the world right here on Anchor. And so that I like. I like that feeling of a community. It's fun. All right, have fun and enjoy your smoke break.
What's up, Bo? Why did I start Anchor? Well, first of all, I was supposed to start it with my sister, but she was playing games. We were supposed to have a, you know, sister-to-sister type thing, talking our shit, our two cents and whatnot, but she always too busy. So I decided, fuck it, I'm just going to do it myself. And that's what I did. And I wanted to keep it real because I'm a very real person. You know, I'm not afraid to tell my truth. You know, not afraid to speak how I feel. And, you know, a lot of people sometimes agree with me. So I felt like it'd be nice to have a platform like this to be able to, you know, say how I feel. Speak my truth. Real talk. I like your station. Keep doing what you do. Holla at me.
What's up, Ari? This is Dorian. I'm an artist based in Los Angeles. Social media is Dorian Sucks. Website's DorianSucks.com. Just answer your question, what's my favorite part about Anchor? I think my favorite part about Anchor is that in the social media space today, everything is so crowded. People are always constantly giving comments. There are a lot of people that are using their voice and they don't know how. They don't have the privilege to use their voice. They don't know how to use it effectively. It's just a lot of noise. I think with Anchor, it forces you to be somewhat organized, to think about what you have to say. And you're able to articulate your message way better than you can on any social media platform. And I get to find dope podcasts like yours. So I appreciate that question. DorianSucks.com, like I said, it's my website. Dorian Sucks is my social media. Dorian Don't Sleep on Spotify. Appreciate that, Ari.
Damn, guys. Those are some incredible responses. I think the common point in this topic was that Anchor is a safe place to share your thoughts and spread a message or teach people things, even to vent about your life and tell your story. And my job is literally to visually represent things and sell things and simplify things. I'm a graphic designer. And I do social media marketing as well, and sometimes I hate my job and social media because everything is so visual and item-based, like, oh, I have this new iPhone, or look at my model-like photos, you wish you could look like me, blah blah blah. And I said this before on a conversation with Beats Heart Love Radio, but I love that Anchor doesn't focus on the visuals. It doesn't let you judge a book by its cover. You listen to someone's station, you're not allowed to see the follower count. You get to see one photo, whether it just be a tiny selfie or an icon for their station. And the rest you judge off of is their personality and their opinion and what they're teaching, which is how everything should be, in my opinion. Make sure you call in your answer for today's question of the day to be on the next show. I think there will be a lot more variation in the answers this time, so I'll definitely try to respond to all of them. I also have the day off of work tomorrow, so I can put way more effort into answering instead of only having an hour before work in the morning to, like, record all of this. If you need a reminder, the question of the day today is, what is your worst habit that will be played on the show tomorrow? And if you like listening, make sure you press the cute little favorite button for more conversations and rad music chosen by me daily. I love you guys so much. You're so rad. Peace.